Station 1. Gaza Mosaic. Welcome to the Inn of the Good Samaritan Museum, Israel's only mosaic museum. After 8 years of work together with mosaic artists from Nablus, this abandoned inn has become a museum displaying Jewish, Christian, and Samaritan archaeology and art from all over Judea and Samaria. The Gaza Mosaic has been displayed here since 2005. Since the opening of the museum to the public in 2010, it has been under the management of the Israel Nature and Parks Authority. All the finds and mosaics here are original, except for three replicas displayed in the Jewish wing, which you will see later in your tour. The mosaic you see here is one of the most interesting in the museum. It served as the floor of a synagogue built right on the seashore in the city of Gaza in the 6th century CE, some 1400 years ago. During the Byzantine period, Gaza's famous port made it a large and important city. It had a diverse population, Christian, pagan, and Jewish. The size of the Jewish population can be gauged by the size of this mosaic, which paved one of the synagogue's five spaces. It has an inscription in Greek mentioning the names of Menachem and Yeshua, sons of the late Yishai, wood merchants who contributed to the mosaic. In 1985, the mosaic was removed from its original location and displayed in the community of Netzarim. In 2005, it was brought here. Look closely at the mosaic. It shows a veritable jungle of animals. You can easily see two leopards in the upper part, two orange foxes with their bushy tails, and a pair of pink flamingos, two giraffes flanking a zebra, the lion, and opposite him, a lioness nursing her cub. The animals appear within medallions, which are actually a grapevine with tendrils and grape clusters. What were these animals doing in Gaza of the 6th century CE? The mosaic is only part of the story, which will be completed when you enter the museum. But first, you'll hear how special this place is and about its connection to the Good Samaritan. Continue to Station 2. Head over to the side of the museum toward the shaded bench near the cave.